time is 6:45. We're going back into closed session. I mean, open session. Closed session was approximately 6:30.
Mr. President, I'd like to report out of closed session that the board authorized the acquisition of the former Hadley property at 50100 Main Street in the amount of $65,000 that has been agreed to by the other side, and that will be conducted in the form of a purchase and sale agreement. Thank you.
We need to get approval of resolution 52016, resolution of the Board of Directors of the Cabazon Water District amending the Conflict of Interest Code pursuant to the Political Reform Act of 1974.
You want me to handle this one, Calvin?
Yeah.
So every second year, the state of California requires by law that all public agencies readopt their conflict of interest code and make any necessary changes to it based upon whether there are new positions in the district or any changes in state law that have occurred over the interim 2 years. And so this is the conflict of interest code that the district is required to adopt. That's what's in your packet.
Is there changes in it? Is the second
There's a red line version, I think. Yeah, that shows what has been changed since the last version.
Okay, so that's the only change we would take out?
The change to the code sections, and then if you'll see under the designated positions, yeah, there's two new designated positions that the district has, and they've changed a couple of definitions about investments under Part B, and that's about it. The rest of it stays the same.
Was the code break a wrong number to begin with? Or
no, they changed the code numbers. The Fair Political Practices Commission changed the numbering. So this is pretty standard stuff.
Any public comment? Any questions or comments from the board? You had a question? Questions or comments?
So, you make a motion to approve.
I second.
Pick whoever you want, whoever you like better. No, I'm just kidding.
Ladies first.
Whoever makes you laugh more.
So, Alan.
Okay, who would like to gracefully bow out to the other?
I will bow out.
Okay, thank you. So, second by David. All right. Motion to approve Resolution 05-2016, Resolution of the Board of Directors of the Cabazon Water District amending the Conflict of Interest Code pursuant to the Political Reform Act of 1974, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Davis. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item, discussion action of DPI request for refund. Because of information I received, I am going to table this item. I don't think Mr. Pryor was notified in time, with enough time for him to respond, and I don't want to have any argument, any question whatsoever, so I'm going to table this until the next meeting and make sure that a registered letter or something gets sent to him so that there is documentation that he has been notified. That's my personal opinion.
Can I ask a question about the documents that we're looking at, that we have in here?
No. Yes, ma'am. By all means.
No, I don't know if it's tabled, if that means we can't discuss it.
No. Okay. Well, let's discuss it. But it's all right. You have questions, so go ahead.
So what we supplied, this is different from last time, and what we gave them was an itemized list of the Best in Krieger hours without the, we didn't list what they did, but we gave them the hours and names of people that actually worked on it. That's the inclusion.
Correct. And again, Mr. President, members of the board. The narrative description in your bills from your lawyers are privileged, but the board has the authority to waive that privilege. And if you wanted us to produce, and you voted, at least three of you, to produce the exact description, we're permitted by law to do that, but it's your decision. It's not my decision to do that.
And then on this bill, and I'm trying to go through it, there's a couple of them that are like consolidated, and I can never find them when I'm going through it. Like there's, and there was a missing invoice. The first one I think was missing. I couldn't find this one from Best and Krieger listed in this list.
Which one? 549587?
Yes. I don't see that date. I don't see that invoice number on here.
Would it be
right here? Yes, it's on that, but it's not on this one.
It's on that one. It's on the top one. Second line down. I see bill date 6/30/2007, Best and Krieger invoice 549587.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at different things?
Exhibit 8, proof of deposit, same
right. See right there, 549587.
There's no amount associated with that. This is $805. This $805
Oh, okay. Isn't
associated with this. So if that's an extra bill, or I was trying to do the numbers
to make sure. No, okay, I understand. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying the invoice wasn't in there.
Well, yeah, I didn't see the invoice there, actually.
What was the invoice number?
This first one.
Right, but it's on our reconciliation sheet. Like it doesn't have a dollar
amount.
Yeah, there's no.
We didn't charge it.
So it would be even more than negative.
Oh,
yeah.
A zero?
But even like some of this, I think.
Well, then that means the yours is smaller.
Here?
Yeah.
It's bad to lose. They took this off. It looks good.
And then there's a couple of points here in last time we did this. These were like somehow they were consolidated. So this one says like $1,602 on the invoice, but then only says $268 in the amount.
Let us clean that up a little bit. I think there's a little bit of confusion what I'm seeing right now, that between what's carryover from a prior month and what's newly incurred charge, and so the numbers get a little swap. So maybe we should make that cleaner,
yeah,
so it shows.
Yeah, super clean. So
yeah. So there's no question. Yeah. Okay. I'll work with Ellie. We'll make sure it's absolutely easy to read.
Thank you for your due diligence. Since you're
a
high security, I'm done with that.
I was the board treasurer.
No, I know. It's all right.
Just kidding.
Appreciate your contributions.
I have the invoice in there. You just didn't check.
It's kind of a year apart.
So I don't know. I wasn't here at that time. So I don't know what's going on.
It's for Deanna.
I'm in the road 7. Yes.
Sorry. Any more?
No. As long as I can clean up. And last time I had problems with it too.
Do you make copies of your stuff to give Ellie so she files points to?
I didn't get through this one all the way. So
you got a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple from last time, but this is saying notes and changes.
Okay, we'll fix it. Make it clear.
But he owes us more if this is right. So 40 bucks.
Yeah. He might owe you more. I think that's what you're showing up is he's going to be more in the negative.
I was looking for the numbers to make sure the numbers.
Yeah, I think he'll end up being more in the negative. Now, it's not like this is going to benefit him.
No, but I don't have a feeling we're really going to rebuild it.
Probably not.
Okay, so we're tabling that one until the next meeting. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the Regional Water Management Group. Integrated Regional Water Management and Option of MR.
Yeah.
I know you.
Okay. So, what do you have to say about this, Ms. Israel?
It's a lot of work.
How much work is it entail? How much commitment does it entail? How much?
So far, it's been every Wednesday meeting and it started, this is gonna be the fifth meeting tomorrow. So yeah, and this is just for the application. So, but I mean, it's.
So are you, if this goes through, are you gonna be on the standing committee? Are you gonna be one of the state, not the stakeholders, but?
I will, well, actually, it's gonna be Calvin, but I will be the one at the meeting, reporting back to Calvin. Does that make sense?
So you'll be a committee member?
Yeah.
Is there a committee member here?
Yeah, if you guys approve it, yep. And the plan is for, groundwater and recycled water, which is putting, a plan to put a recycled water plant out here on the side and putting sewer in,
High Valleys?
No, Banning Heights.
Banning Heights?
The finishing of the rest of Banning and then putting Calzon on sewer. Because of the septic seeping into our water.
Is that a decision they make for us, or do we?
That's.
Do we have a say in whether we're gonna get sewer or not, or if we go with this MOU, we're automatically gonna get sewer?
That's what we're gonna work on.
So the MOU is really about getting money?
Yeah, it's about getting the money.
Right, so you're only gonna do it if you get the money.
Right.
But you're in a disadvantaged community as far as the state's concerned, so you have a leg up in getting this money. So it's, you know, it's obviously a policy decision, but there's a lot of money on the table now because of the Prop 1 bond that was passed in the November last year's cycle, or 2 years ago now. And so this is the time to apply for certain pieces of that bonding, so I'm assuming that's what they're going after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Colorado River Basin has $20 million or something, and what's the number?
$22 million right now.
Yeah.
And the region that we're applying to adapt has not been implemented. Yeah. So where on this map that everybody looks at, it's all different colors except this one little tiny area. It's white. And we're, I'm not sure if it's that map. I don't think so.
No, this map is
map is the area.
Yeah, that's just ours. The match, I don't do you have one of those maps of the for the IRWM?
Maps,
yes.
It's in the agreement here.
Where it shows us little area being white that we're going after.
Yeah. Oh, you have a color one, huh?
Well, it should be long.
Is
this that white
one? Oh,
is
there
a color one in
it? Oh,
is it up front? Okay, if you go to
page. Is it this one?
Well, that one is this one. Is this one you're talking about?
No, it's the one with the Colorado River and the, yeah. And it's just like a little sliver that's just all white that nobody's claimed.
Right.
But yet everybody around it has been claimed.
Basically, the MRU, my understanding correctly or wrong, before we can apply for Prop 1A money, we have to have either an MRU or a joint powers or something stating that we are going to become a entity. That because the individual district, state wants entity, groups of entities, or JPA, instead of individual parties. And that's what this is for. Now, before we can apply, this is to apply for a grant to get the study done. We have to get the MRO, apply for a grant to get the study done and find out how to get the money.
Right,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's finding better than I do.
So I did pay attention to some of these meetings.
Yeah. And so
I remember it was California, where there's only like, we're the 1% of California has not done this yet. Like we're in that.
Yeah.
In here on section 5.2, it said that the MOU does not require that the RWMG members contribute financially, and therefore they don't have to require members to contribute financially to be allowed a voice in the decision making. How much money is this? Are they going to require to have them?
Don't know yet, because
but we're
And one of the problems with that is some of the agencies are in that Colorado River, where they're going to end up in this. Like, Morongo is not going to contribute. So, and then, but I noticed in the front of this, it said you had a high, there was more than the ones you named, but I'm just speculating.
It's Banning Heights, Cabazon, High Valley, Riverside, Flood Control, San Antonio Pass Water Agency, and the Morongo.
But the Morongo decided.
They're still here. They're still here.
Well, yeah, because it says there's a little comment here. If Morongo decides not to move forward as a member, we will need to amend this section to include discussion how they will participate.
And this is for all the agencies to contribute information to this document.
Right.
Because it has to be approved every Thursday.
Hopefully we get ours approved tonight and not.
Well, I mean, no, everybody needs to be approved by Thursday, right?
Right, because the application is due 5 o'clock Friday.
Exactly. So
or 5:30, I think it's 5 o'clock then.
Have we had any conflict resolution? I'm still new here, so I'm not sure if that conflict resolution about us between Banning, us between anybody, us between Morongo, do we want to include that in here? Because they're actually asking for conflict resolution. What problems have you guys had together as working in a group in the past, and how did you overcome those? Do we want to call anything out in there? Section 5.4. And the last page.
Can I just make one point? I don't think I'm answering your question. But it looks to me, having not really looked at this much before, is that these first few pages that I have in color are sort of the scope of what's going on with this entity. But you're not signing that. What you're signing is the MOU at the back. And so even though they've talked about conflict resolution vaguely in here, what you want to do is look in the MOU and see if they have any conflict of interest or conflict resolution procedures built in here, like mediation or something. So there's an indemnification agreement page, paragraph 12.
Okay, as far as monies goes, it says in section 7 of this, the City of Banning, Riverside County Flood and Water Conservation and PATH agencies shall equally share funding for a consultant or mutually agreed upon in-kind service to manage the IRW.
So those three entities are the big guys. They're going to spend most of the money. But then in letter B, it says that you're going to provide a fair share of funding for the consultant. But they obviously don't know how much that is and how much everybody's fair share is yet. But the first set of money is coming from Banning, Flood Control, and the PASS agency, which is good for you. And then I think what the intent is, what I heard indirectly, was that the intent is the folks who put in the money, like the capital up front, when the grants come rolling in, they're going to want to get repaid, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they spent 10 grand doing all the work, then they're going to want their 10 grand off the top. But if you've only got, I mean, I hate to say this, but because usually this is what lawyers say, but you really want to submit those applications, there's a lot of money. So I wouldn't suggest messing with this too much. It is a little odd that there's red line in this agreement. Usually it's signed a clean version of an agreement, not all this stuff with all this strikeout and underlining and all that. So I don't know, did we get a final version of this, Ellie?
This is what I was given.
Well, I think you want to, if you're going to sign something or authorize President Link to sign something, or Calvin, you want to sign a clean version of this, so hopefully they'll get that to you by tomorrow, Calvin?
I took some notes because I was present. I participated in the conference call, and that was on September 21st.
That's tomorrow.
I'm sorry, it was August 21st. And the lady that conducted the workshop was Kathy MacLean. She was from RMC, which is a consulting group regarding water and environment. And Some of the things that were discussed was the status of the stakeholders list, which included wastewater and what, and also recycle water and sewer, and some of the conflicts that they were speaking about was what conflicts, existing conflicts, we historically have. And someone mentioned the tribe and Nessie, Arrowhead bottling plant. And I had told, and I chimed in, and I told him, well, you know, yes, we had a conflict. It was in the news, in the newspaper, but other than that, I'm really not privileged to talk about it, to speak about it, because there's potential litigation from the Indians, from the tribe. And but they're going to reach out to Nesty regarding the conflict and see if they want to join in as part of their Irwin Integrated Water Management Group. And also, they wanted, they reached out to us because they knew that we were not only a disadvantaged group of people, but a community, but a severe disadvantaged community. And they wanted support letters from local neighborhood, like such as the Neighborhood Association. They wanted a letter of supporting the funding here, because there's no matching funds if they fund projects for a severe a disadvantaged community. And so that's what was discussed.
So these guys are, these guys are reaching out to Nestle to see if they want to be part of this?
Yeah, they're going to reach out to Bailiff Ranch, Robertson, their dinosaurs, so they have a groundwater well.
Usually the Irwin process involves just the local pumpers and public agencies and maybe some mutuals, so I expect what they're looking for is letters of support in order to support the grant applications that are going to go in on Friday. They want, DWR is more likely to give money to folks when the whole community sort of rallies behind them, and so a lot of money at stake, so maybe that's something that, is that what they want?
That's what Director Israel had mentioned about the Cabazon Neighborhood Association.
Cabazon Association.
What's that?
The Cabazon Association.
Okay. You guys change names.
No, they never change.
Okay, so, but basically we need to make a decision now whether we're going to at least start the process, is what this is.
Yeah, I think you need to approve the MOU, and frankly, I haven't really looked at it because I wasn't asked to look at it, but it's pretty innocuous, and it's, you want to have a shot at that money, even if you're only getting a piece of it, to be honest with you, so hopefully, maybe Calvin, if you get a clean version or Ellie tomorrow, maybe I could look at it real quick before we sign it. But you should.
Stan sent me from High Valley.
I did look at the one that Stan sent you. So Stan sent me one because you know, we represent High Valleys, and I made some changes to it. But I haven't seen. I don't know what the he submitted my changes.
The red line on that one is from John
Covington.
Yep.
Yeah. And also on the.
Why is Covington providing comments when he's not even signed?
Exactly.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I never liked that idea. They do that all the time. But
he's with Morondo, I mean.
Yeah, that's awkward.
So here's a list
somebody's not
of
signing exchanges.
The people that they have already sent letters to for stakeholders.
Okay. Because you got to get a stakeholder committee. Well, my suggestion to the board is that you approve this MOU, subject to any last-minute little changes, but they're probably not going to make any changes because I bet other agencies have already approved this document. But you got to sign a clean version of the document, and if there's anything that's sort of screwed up with it, just to be honest with you, we'll amend it after the fact, because you have to submit this MOU along with the grant application by Friday to show DWR that you're all together. So I would suggest you just have to do it, and if there's a real problem with it, we'll just clean it up after the fact, and I'll get. But you only want to sign, obviously, a clean one, not one with all these yellows and reds all over the place. lots.
Yeah, I don't know which sections they're taking out, like this one that Covington marked out says it's about an indefinite amount of time.
Yeah, I made some
places, yeah. Agreements.
I made some changes to it, but they were only suggestions, and I don't know if people accepted them or not. And so I don't know if my changes are in here or not. So
when we get can we get like an email of the clean version?
Can we ask that from them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ellie, if you can, track them down. We'll talk and I'll track them down. I know the county council whose name is on this.
Okay.
So I'll beat him over the head until he gives me a clean one.
Yeah, but I'm going to need to sign that.
You're going to need to sign the clean one. Okay. By Thursday, I guess. Does that work? If you approve it.
Since I'm on graveyards, I have lots of time.
Yeah. Well, you can sign and email it. You don't have to give them the ink signature as long as you sign it somewhere.
As long as I get an email copy that you think is there, I can sign it and shoot it right back to you.
Yeah. I think
I have that about my phone.
I think I have to sign it too. Oh, your phone does that?
Yes.
You can just print it out and take a picture of it?
No, I can sign it on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, or where are you?
Do you know that? Is everybody else allowed to do that?
You don't have one of those yet? I don't
know. How do you do it?
Here. Because she'll send it, it must be a writable PDF.
Okay.
I take and go like this, and I pull this little doodad out right here. And it says write a memo on the screen or whatever. But
what kind of phone is that?
It's a Samsung.
Stay on topic.
Point of board.
Yeah.
No, this is. This is talking about how we're going to sign the documents. But anyway, I can actually, I've already done that once before for Ellie.
Fair enough. But we got to get the clean one, whatever that one is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we see the clean one? Can the rest of us get the email of what the clean one's going to look like?
Yeah, you can send it around. I can send it, or they can send it. You can't respond to it, right?
I got
we can email it to everybody.
The Banning wants to take the lead on this.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Looks
well,
like
I was thinking because they got more.
They have more staff.
Yeah, they got more staff than we do.
Yeah.
But it's only the yellow ones on this list, right? All these other guys. So. Yeah.
The yellow ones are the ones that are.
The white ones are in the IWRM or whatever it's called.
They're
over that way, the west side guys.
They're the ones that are stakeholders. The yellow ones are the ones that are actually part of it.
Yeah, the ones in the white and SOPA.
SOPA, yeah.
Yeah, SOPA.
Yeah. Okay.
But Calvin, I give you props, man.
What's that?
I bow to you.
Why?
That one you're dealing with that new law for, what is it called, that one that you two sit on? When you guys have to go up there and talk to
groundwater.
Sigma?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. We take you for granted. We really do.
That's why I hire people like Steve. And Bob Krieger, because they go, you know, they give me good advice and I actually follow them.
Okay, so
can we have a motion to approve the MOU?
I make a motion to approve the MOU.
I second it.
Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Ling?
I can't wait for this application to get over with.
Why?
Wait till you get the money and then it gets even harder.
All right. Well, see, that won't be an every week thing, though.
That's true.
Next item
take it over.
Is old business. Sanger Colonial or sustainable groundwater update.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee.
Give me something to do.
The last meeting I went to was with Bob Krieger, and after 4 hours, I think only 30 minutes was actually productive because everybody was arguing or discussing about the language of the MOU, and that's exactly what we're still doing. We're trying to generate the language for the MOU, and of course, Mr. Covison, you know, always chimes in, and he spends most of about, you know, 30% of the time speaking on behalf of the tribe. So, I think with Peters, he's giving you a copy of the MOU, and
yeah,
we're probably, this is probably on the third draft.
And those MOUs are
pretty. Yeah, so.
This was what, September 4th or whatever it was, second or the meeting?
What's that?
When was that meeting? September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th?
It was September 4th or something like that. I mean, at this point, I think Bob had suggested that, you know, maybe he ought to bow out and I'd bring Steve on the next round. I don't know if you guys discussed
that.
Yeah,
I get the sense it's getting to a point where we're talking about legal language and less about concepts. So we're getting to the point where the lawyers probably go in the room and hopefully we can meet something out and be done with that part of it. But because you only got till June 30th next year to get it done. So, but I get the sense too that even though the progress is slow, that there is progress. Every meeting is progress. You just got to let Mr. Covington finish his speech and then
you'll
get some stuff done.
So you don't need me or Sarah, me and Sarah for a while or whatever.
I guess.
The next Sigma meeting is the 29th of this month at the Reservation Administration Building.
What time is that at, Calvin?
9:00.
9:00, yeah. I'll write down just in case.
Oh, that'll be an all-day thing machine, have lunch.
What's that?
Is it that be an all-day thing, make sure you have a lunch?
Provide lunch.
But you still don't want Alan and I to attend at this point?
We prefer not. If nobody else brings their directors, and it's still kind of a workshop where we're just all discussing and throwing ideas.
We don't want to intimidate them no more.
Yeah. That's about it.
But it was, well,
I think that's what happened at the last Volunteer Valley meeting. That's why we haven't been back. Sorry.
Okay. So,
did it just drop or what?
I don't know.
Oh, what's that?
The allocation.
Oh, no. What happened? That's not on the agenda, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Talk afterwards.
Future agenda items?
I have.
Public comments?
Something to say on a future agenda item. When we went to Tahoe, there was a class offered that was a general manager class, but it went over the whole process of working in a water district, and actually you had that with accreditation. And it was an additional, I think, $400 besides what we paid for. I thought that maybe it would be a good idea for the two board members that still have time to be on the board, if they could maybe, if we would vote on if they would want to go through that training or not, and come out with the ins and outs of how the actual general manager position works. Kevin, have you gone through that training?
No.
And our general manager as well, and come out with the accreditation of, I believe it's state certified. I don't have all the information, I'm sorry, but I forgot to grab it. But I thought that was a good idea. I wanted to bring it up well in advance of going to Tahoe and let us toss around the idea.
Oh, for next year?
Yeah, for next year.
Okay. So I don't think that needs to be brought up at the next meeting, but at a future agenda meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. If you bring the information and get it disseminated to everybody.
I'm familiar with the program.
Okay.
Well, what happened was I sat in the first class of it, and it was definitely the most beneficial thing I sat in the whole time. And I asked if I could join it, and they said, no, you probably need your board approval to join it. So I was willing to pay the extra money to go through and get that accreditation, but I called Calvin and I'm like, no, wait till next year. So, but I thought since we've got Alan and Max are still going to be on for 2 more years, all of our seats are up next year, that maybe it'd be good to send everybody to training, especially even Calvin.
You don't think he's
Do you want to go now? I don't know. Just bring up a topic. Well, I guess it's not discussion.
I know.
Okay, anyway. So, yeah, that can be odd. I don't see an issue with that. Any other items for future board agenda items?
We need to put on the agenda to discuss an amount for Christmas. That was on Christmas. How much the water company is going to donate.
I haven't worn my costume.
Oh, you look like you're ready for Halloween.
No, I'm Mrs. Santa Claus. Every year I'm Mrs. Santa Claus. So we need to put on the agenda. So
What's this Christmas thing you're talking about?
Christmas is right around the corner.
No, but I mean
the parade.
Oh, parade or something?
The parade, monies that we're going to donate. Okay. If we're going to make a donation.
Right.
I think okay, you want to talk about it before they actually come in and just
yeah,
put us to the spot.
So we're prepared.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rational idea.
I think it's a good idea to think about it, you know? We need to prepare ourselves
no.
more.
Doesn't the association usually reach out?
Yeah, but she's thinking ahead of the game.
Okay.
About Halloween.
The trunk or treat?
Oh, yeah. That's
I thought we did that already.
That is going to be on yeah. Sunday, the
30th.
I thought we already.
We did that last
4 to 7
yeah.
earlier.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that needs to be an item, too. Okay. Does the board out of management have any ideas for agenda items for next month besides the normal? Okay.
Nope.
Management comments?
Yep.
Board member comments?
Best board meeting ever.
But.
Okay, miscellaneous future board items. Next meeting is financial audit on the 18th. Regular meeting on the 18th. Personnel committee, none. Pass Water Alliance on the 20th. Says here on the 28th. Huh? Oh, yeah, okay, that's just a couple days away.
Yeah. Next week.
What about a workshop rate study? That's the water rate study is going to wait until after you confer with to do that conference call or whatever it was.
Yeah, conference call and she and we'll and we need to you know if it's recommended I need to come to the board and get board approval to pick a vendor to do the water rate study.
Okay. Let's see, here it says, oh, adjournment. I make a motion.
I
second it.
I kind of miss you guys.
I only live down the street. One over the
sure.
Yep, I see it work.
During the roll call, it's motion to adjourn at 7:22.
She's kind of bound by
laughing. Motion to adjourn at 7:22 p.m. made by Director Davis, second by Director Israel. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wardo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
I'll go home.
Do you have
to
stop for this one?
Oh, wait, it's
gone. Oh, we got to tighten
it. Oh, we didn't fill out the paper.
What happened?